First five Mishnah 6, Hamasameid v'nasan mayim b'midah. If a person takes the residue of grapes, so the kernels and the skins, the pips, right, and he's got all the leftovers, and he pours water into it to make, you know, to draw out some more flavor from this residue. Umatza kadei midasa, but then he finds when he actually takes the liquid, he's only got the same amount that he poured in. So if he poured in 4 liters, he gets 4 liters out. Putter. In this case, he doesn't have to take truma and mice according to the first opinion, because all that's happened is the residue has given off taste into the water, and taste, according to the first opinion, is not enough to obligate one to tithe. Rabbi Yehuda machav, but Rabbi Yehuda does obligate one, because he, according to him, you don't know that what you put in is what's there. It could be that the lees absorbed some water and gave off the same amount of juice. So according to him, you would have to tithe. Matzah yosa al kedai midasa. If you find more than what you put in, so if you put in 4 liters and now you come, you know, a while later and you measure and you've got 5 liters of liquid, so clearly it's drawn out now juice from the grapes. Moitze alav mimakom acher lefi cheshbon. So you should tithe from somewhere else in proportion to what you've got over there. So you only need to give for the 1 liter that came out, right? So tithe from somewhere else for that 1 liter. Because that's how you know that you've given 1 liter for the 1 liter that came out. If you tithe from this mixture, then you don't know what you're giving is the 1 liter that came out or not. He says if you do have to tithe from this amount, from the whole mixture, the 5 liters, let's say, then you have to tithe everything. Because the only way you'll ever know that what you're taking off includes the right amount is if you tithe the whole lot.